learning here, Parshkis Savoy. In the parsha over of Bikurim, you have the pasuk goes with the mitzvah Bikurim, and it says in the pasuk Hayoyim Azeh Hashem Alekecha in Mitzav Halasos. So there's a medrash in Parshas Tanchuma. The medrash Tanchuma. It's a very medrash. Where he's coming from, what he's saying. Well, let's see it first inside, and then we'll talk about it. It says, "Hayeim azeh shem lekecha mitzav chalasis zeh shem akosu boyu nishtachve v'nichro nivruchal lefnei Hashem oisein." So Chazal say that "Hayeim azeh shem lekecha mitzav chalasis is merumis, or it's the kiyum of the pasuk of boyu nishtachve v'nichro lefnei Hashem oiseinu. So what's the tzushtel? So the Chazal ask it. They ask on the guf haposik. Well, the kriya bechal ishtachavoy v'shachavoy bechal kriya. Lemaitza kriya is including ishtachavoy and ishtachavoy is including kriya. It's one and the same. Uma tamlem ishtachav nechro nivrcha. Why all the shyness? Ella tzofa moishav ruach hakodesh v'roach beis hamikdash osin lichorif. Vabikur nasin liposik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu saw in Ruach HaKodesh that the Bayis is going to be Charif, and there won't be any more Bikurim. Amad v'hiskin Yisrael sh'mispalim sholosh pa'am v'chayot. So he was misakin for Kal Yisrael that they would be mispalim sholosh pa'am v'chayot. L'fi shechviv v'tfilah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So Chazal is saying here that the inyan of tfilah is a takana tumuras bikurim, because bikurim is going to be misbattle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Moshe Rabbeinu is metakim tefillah. And it has to do with the pasuk of ishtachvor nachra. My understanding, I mean, the medrash itself has kama tumias, and it's a little hard to understand a lot of nekudas. First of all, I mean, the Beis HaMikdash included in itself everything ruchnius. All the korbanis, all the k'tayris, all the menorah, davarizam kippah, v'chulu. Everything was included. So the fact that, and we understand that tefillahs are tmuras tmidin, according to Woman Yama, and in general, definitely it's tefillahs connected with Samigdash. To pick out bikurim, which is one small segment of Avodah, certainly in terms of time, it's one small segment of Avodah, and to say that that's going to be missing, and for that we have to make a takana of tefillah. I mean, there's everything else in Beis HaMikdash. Why dafka this nekuda? Secondly, it's interesting because even though you brought the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, it wasn't a real Avodah. I mean, It was the, I don't know the word, ceremony. The ceremony took place in the Beis HaMikdash. You brought it to the Kayan, he lifted it up, you said this, you said that. But it wasn't like a karmu, it was hakrava, it was rika, it's not like a mincha. It doesn't really have any of those in yonim. It's you brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, you said your piece, they made nufa before, they made nufa after, and then you went home and the Kayan took it to eat. There wasn't any real hakrava, maisa, karbonis over there. And so if it's connected carbon, if tefillah is connected carbonis, bikurim is almost like trumas and maisis. I mean, halachically, bikurim is an advanced form of trumas and maisis. So it's very hard to understand if you're looking for something that's missing, and the Beis HaMikdash, and we have to replace it. It's going to be dafka this the avoda. Tefillah is going to be for that nekuda for bikurim. That's what we're missing. What about avodas yom kippur? What about tamid and kesidron? And what about a person's chait and his miskaper and so on? That's something that's very hard to understand. The medrash is picking one point here, and that's it. Secondly, the medrash is picking. Where did the medrash come from in the pasuk? Where's the medrash coming from? So I think the Chazal is coming from a different nekuda here. It says at the end of the parasha, it says that you bring it to the Kohen, you tell him he got it to you, the Kohen puts it next to Mizbeach, you say the whole parasha of Kriyas Bikurim, and then you say, V'ata, Hine he vases reishes pri adoma chansatli Hashem v'nachdef ne'ashem alekecho v'shtachavisof ne'ashem alekecho. It says that there's a chiv v'shtachavom bikurim that you have to be mishtachve, and that's it. It's something that is very unusual. The only time you have hishtachava in the Beis HaMikdash even, the hishtachava that you have is in two places. You have hishtachava when you did an avoda bifnim and you're going out. Whenever you go into the Kodesh, the Menorah, the Keteris, the going out is with hishtachava. And when you hear the Askar Hashem Hashem, those are the times of Ishtachavo. That Ishtachavo should be a chelik of anything else doesn't say it anywhere, and Ishtachavo in the Chotzer, to the best of my knowledge, this is the only time you have it, and when it's not Navoida, it's not Avodas Korbanis, it's not Askar Hashem, and Mecholzis is in Ishtachavo. So I think that the Chazal, the Medrash was focusing on that Nekuda, that in Bikurim there's a Nekuda Vishtachavo, and that's unusual, and Vimela, it's going to be Bottle, and that's going to, and that we're going to replace. So Chazal are starting with the Pasuk Boi Nishtachav V'Nichroa to replace, in other words, If we're not going to have Ishtachavis Hashem, we're replacing it with Boi Nishtachav V'Nichro. I think that's the Pashto Pshat on where the takeoff of the Chazal is. But how Tfila is the Tikkun for the lack of Ishtachavo and so on. So again, Alpi Pshat, Tfila has in itself Kriya and has in itself Ishtachavo. So there is a sort of Inyan of it. But it needs a lot more hesper for what it is. Also, Chazal are obviously explaining that what Chazal is pointing out is that the Kriya and Ishtachavoya diverge. In other words, Ishtachavoya was in Beis HaMikdash, Kriya is Bizman HaZeh. Normally, Kriya is Achonif Ishtachavoya, Koyrim and Mishtachvim. You normally do them together in the Golas, you split the two. And in the Golas, a pchin of Kriya Shaykh, the Ishtachavo that we do is not really Ishtachavo, but the Kriya is. You find it in the Pasuk by Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar made a gzera that everybody has to bow to Avodah Zarah, Daniel, the Lashon Pasuk, he was Kriya and Tefillah by his window. The word Kriya is there, because Ishtachavo we lost. In Golas, we don't have Ishtachavo. The pchina Ishtachavo is the Beis HaMikdash Davka. The pchina that we have in Golos is Kriya. So that's what Chazal are saying. Ishtachavo and Kriya are normally part and parcel of one inyan, but since Yisro is going to be Chorev, he says there's a pchina of Ishtachavo and there's a pchina of Kriya. Even when there's no Ishtachavo, there's Kriya. So the tefillah on the normal and the hour circuit is called Kriya because Ishtachavo is not a real Ishtachavo. That's where we're going to have to try to understand the difference between the Kriya and Ishtachavo. It's the same idea, yet Beis HaMikdash, the fullness of it is Ishtachavo, and in a mini form, it's just Kriya alone. And we're going to try to understand the difference between the two in this Nekuda. What does Ishtachavo do more than Kriya? I mean, more than just saying it's a full bowing down, well, this is a half. There's obviously each one has its own knetch, and that's the distinction between the two types of avodas. That's what we're trying to explain a little bit. There's a Targum Yonason to understand a little bit the difference in Kriya and Ishtachavo. There's a Targum Yonason that says in Megillah, it says that Mordechai lo yichav leishtachve. So there's obvious question. If he's not Korea, certainly not Mishtachve. Ishtachvo is more Chomer, so if a person doesn't do a Dovah Kal, he certainly doesn't do a Dovah Chomer. And the Targum Taiches doesn't say that that's the reason why Taiches, but someone pointed out, and it's Tuf Tam, that the Targum says, Lo Yichre Letzelem, Velo Ishtachvo Landarta. That he wasn't Korea to a Tzelem, And he was Meshtachot Nadarta. Atzelem is a full-fledged Avodah Zarah. It's Miyuchot for Avodah Zarah. That's what it's there for. And for that, he wasn't even Korea. And Andarta is the form of a king, which they kind of deified. They gave it first. They showed respect and kind of ishtachavaz respect to the king, and then slowly it became Avodah Zarah. Andarta is a word that sometimes used to mean selim, but it's mostly, Rashi says, it's a tzura of a melech, which they make into Avodah Zarah. So for that, I'm sorry, Kriya itself could be muta. I don't know, how, again, halachically, not sure, but Kriya, is, the inya of Kriya is not the davar chamer. For that, ishtachava is the... For that ishtachava is the inyan that's awesome. That is the targum. So you see that kriya and ishtachava split up in terms of klapi, a full fledged avodah zarah, even kriya is an issa, klapi and adarta ishtachava dafka. Try to understand a little bit the distinctions and so on. One more just fascinating point that needs a beer in this inyan. In the Pirkei Shira, that has the Shira of every Nivra, of every major Nivra, of every Baal Chai and Tzomeach, some of them are easily understandable, some are quite difficult. One of the more difficult ones is, it says, what does a Kelev say? What does a dog say? They say, Bayu Nishtachavev Nichro Nivra of Ne'ashem Esei. Let's go and bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wasn't aware that dogs are such a frum Bria, that the mitzias is boyu nishtachar chor. I mean, where do you see it? I mean, maybe like a gomel vayavrichas agmalim or something like that. But where's boyu nishtachar chor? My instruments are saying, what does have to do in any tzura? So let's try to understand taka the inyan of ishtachavo and kriya and so on. There's a loshna zoya. It says b'shaita dodem koyim al raglov. When a person stands on his feet. When Adam Arishas stood up on his feet, Chamulei Berian Kulhu, all of the Brias saw him, Vidochlu Mikamei, and became scared. Voyan Natlin Vasrei Ke Abdi Kame Malka. They would go after him, or Noflin may become like slaves to the king. Vu Amalahoin Anovatun Boyin Ishtachu Vinicho Nivrov Neshem Esenu. Let's all go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'kulo Ose Basrei. And then when they saw the Mosevet of Azara, when he did a chet, they were Nimshach him also, and so on. So Chazal HaMazbir, in the standing of the Koymas Adam, he was Moshel on the Bria. And let's be Mazbir a little bit. The act of Kriya and Hishtachava are both acts of humbling yourself. They're act of yielding, of acquiescing. That's what it is. When you bow to someone, you're being mevatel something of yourself. That's the mitzias of Hishtachava and so on. Chazal especially expressed it that when the person's koima is when a person is standing, that's his malchus on the bria, and therefore when the balachayim saw him standing, it says in one of the things that Adam Arishin, one of the stages, the Gemara lists every hour what happened when he opened his eyes, when so on, when he stood up on his feet was a moment of. Was one of the hours of the Bria. So standing on your feet is a full Kremis Adam, and it's Shulten and it's Malchus. Shulten and Malchus of Adam expresses itself on two levels. As Shemishmul says it, he's masked the difference in Kriya and Ishtachva. Basically, a person, there are two axes on which we can say that a person expresses his self, his independence. The first one is the axis of the nefesh level, which means the emotional drive of a person. A person wants, is ambitious. A person is driven. That's something that a Baal Chai doesn't have. Every Baal Chai wants himself. He wants his physical pain, pleasure, and avoid the pain. That's it. The idea that a person needs to express a shilton, the idea that I can be very comfortably set up, and yet somebody says, I'm your boss, and that throws me into a tizzy. I'm upset, and I'm going to revolt against him and rebel, and because I want to have my quote-unquote freedom. That's a koiches ha-nefesh of a person, that he has a koach ha-rotzen that is desires to dominate, to be independent and to dominate. And it's at the koach, at the willpower koach, the nefesh, at the level that we'll call the ambition and so on. Those in Yonim are one area where a person has a sense of self. And that's why to be machnia self is very difficult, because it's kind of going against the grain of that nekuda. And the second area is the area of seichel. A person wants to think himself, understand himself, and the person is willing to accept only that which he understands to be true, etc., and so on and so forth. Those are two areas at which Adam expresses his shilton on the Bria. The level of, if we're to ask ourselves, where is the location, be'ikar, of the level of personal ambition, of drive, we would say it's in the feet. We say in Al-Chet, Ritzas Raglayim Lahara, my feet ran to do bad. The place where we see a person who's driven, the mid of Zrizos expresses itself in the feet. Vayisa Yaakov is Raglov, where a person is running. When we say the person is running all over the place, even if it means he's working very quickly with his hands, but we still think of it as a foot activity. Zrizos we think of in terms of his feet, rather than a person can do his melachta b'zrizos. A person can talk very zrizostik, a person can think zrizostik. But if we're looking at a place where zrizos really is finds its place, it's in the ritza of raglayim. The word ritza itself is this, it comes from the same shorish as rotzen, spoken many places, it's a famous nekuda, that running somewhere expresses the level of willpower that you have for the thing. Rotzen, when a person is running, it's the pshat is we see that he wants to do it. If a person goes about doing something sluggishly, then he schleps his feet. If a person is eager to do something, if there's a koyach harotzen, then he's rots, then he's moves. So the koyach of drive in terms of emotions and in terms of willpower is beika, it's centered at the feet. Malachim, it says, Malachim have feet, but without kfitzen. They don't have knees. Because a malach is not, has no, doesn't, is lacking this nekuda. In terms of tfisa and seichel, a malach is far beyond us. He's tefis the emes basho emes, the masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rambam says it in Dargis, and in that area they're far superior to us. In the area of drive to be more than you are, that doesn't exist really in Malachim. That's in Tzuras Adam. It's unique to Tzuras Adam. So Malachim are lacking kfitzin. They don't have knees because they're not going anywhere. They're called oimdim. They stand in one place. This is their tafkid, and b'meila, they are where they are. And if his job is to do this, then he's, that's for eternity, that's his job. There's no she'ifa to become a bigger malach. It doesn't exist, that metzias. So malachim don't have knees, they don't have kfitzin, they're called oimdim, because that's their darga. When a person does kriya, with a kaf, the person is being mevatel his raglayim. It's the pshat is there. He's standing in one place. He's now given up his power of ritza. It expressed itself by Ikin Olam HaMaisa and so on. That's the mice of Kriya. When a person is Mishtachaveh, then he's Mevatel his Koach HaSeichel as well. Because always the Seichel's Maila is that it's above the body. And when a person is in a Darga of Kriya, the person is Mevatel, when a person is in a Darga of Kriya, his Seichel still sits on top of his body. He has not indicated any submission in terms of seichel. When a person is mishtachaveh, his seichel is mishtachaveh. It's a pe'ula that mishtachaveh is most noticeable in the seichel, because seichel's natural position is on top of the guf. That gives it its metzias. When a person flattens out and the seichel is even with the body, the pshat is he was mevatel his das. That's what the Pa'ula Seichel of Hishtachava does. So we have in the general framework of under the general rubric of Hisbatlus to someone, the Hisbatlus is on two levels. One level is the Das and Seichel, and one level is Kreches HaNefesh and so on. Those are the two dagas of Hisbatlus. Let's go back to Bikurim. Let's start with Bikurim. When a person, what is an akuda of Bikurim? When a person brings a karm, it's a particular maisa. It's a chashva maisa. If a person did an avera, and he brings a karm, so the person is saying, I did wrong, and this karm should be a kapara, and so on and so forth. It's a very profound act. Benogea, one particular inyan. There is no kololistic ispatlus to the other person. For instance, let's say I wronged somebody. I really wronged somebody. Did something wrong. It's not pleasant to go and apologize because there's a kind of hidas baldin, sort of a kind of submission. But it's one nekuda. I go to the person and say, you know, I did this and this on last week to you. I said this and this about you. That was wrong. I should never have said it. I should never have done it. It was wrong of me, and I apologize. Yes, bechila. It's however difficult it might be, it relates to one specific maisa. I didn't become a smaller person. I did something wrong, and in that nekuda, I'm asking for mechila or whatever it is, or I need a piece of information from somebody. So I come to somebody and I say, I'm lacking this piece of information. Could you tell it to me? That is the pa'ula of a particular mice and so on. So in the world of karbanis, a person is not... in the world of karbanis, a person is doing particular pa'ulos of avodat Hashem, which is very nice, but that's what it is. The only place where a person does hishtachavah, unless he happened to hear Shem Hashem on your kippah, the only place where a person does hishtachavah, where Ishmi Yisrael, not a Kohen who's Makriv Ketores or Omnar, the only place where he does it is by Bikurim. When a person comes and brings Bikurim, the difficulty of the Rashis is, let's understand ourselves what the Pa'ul of Rashis is. Let's say, I come to somebody. Somebody bought himself food, and we're hungry. Somebody wants some food, and I tell him, "Listen, let me eat first, and whatever's left over, I'll give you." That's a very strange statement. What does that mean? Let's say a person earned. He made his first. He earned his first bonus, his first salary, whatever it is. I come to him and I say, listen, I need tzedakah. You give me first, I'll take what I need, and whatever's left over, you're welcome to have. That's a very strange statement. Let's say the other way around. I send somebody to buy me food, and he comes back and he brings me whatever, and the person is hungry, and he says, could I ask you, if you leave anything over, could I have it? Then it makes sense. It's my food. I take first, and I give to others. I'm not selfish. I don't keep it all for myself. I give to others. In other words, the determination, whose money is it, is determined by who's first and who's second. I earned it. I got a big bonus. I was zochotit. Let me take what I need, and I'll give the rest out. I don't care if it's, even if I take 1%. But the first percent is me. First, it starts with me. I earned it. It's my money. It's my food, whatever it is. And whatever's left over, please, I'm a giving person. I want to help other people, and I want to share with other people. Chulu. But there's no way where I'm going to start first. In other words, if it's someone else's, there's no way, not only, it's an absurd tying to give me first. I can say I need a lot more than you. So fine, I'll eat first and I'll give you. I'll eat less. But the first is the bailus. And the second is the nesina. That's mitzad, the logical order of it. So all guter zachen that I do, I give maises and trumas and karbanis, those are all off the things that I've done. I have my tvur, I harvested, I took everything in, and now I will give it out, a tenth of it to a Levi, and a tenth of it to an Ani, and Lek and Shikrupe, all good things. But those are all things that I give from what I have. Just like the Loch of Maisa, Stucker, I spoke, it's only if a person has what he needs to live on. Once a person has what he needs to live on, and that's taken care of, the rest of it, there's a Chiyuv of Stucker, and that's a very Chashuv of Chiyuv. The only time we reverse the order is in Bikurim. And Bamis and every Rashis is like that. But Bikurim, it's actually, I don't give away my firstborn son, I do a little pidyon, but in Bikurim I do it. I come with Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took first. I'm the sharecropper. He's getting first. It's the only parsha where you are, it's very few parshas in the Torah that include an element of kriya. I mean, there's a mission in Soit Eilon Nemarim Choloshin, there's a handful of places that there's a parsha to say something. Tfilis and Viduyim and all good things are there's very little of it in a formal way in the Torah. Bikurim is the only, all other karbanis you're supposed to be misfad on your chatoim. How you misfad? However you misfad, you say I did wrong, I did this and that, whatever. Here the pshat is there's a parsha of kriyas bikurim. The only way that I can give, the only way I can give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when I understand that he's the landlord and I'm taking from him. I mean, that's the way parsha bikurim starts. You come to the Kohen and you tell him, "He garati ayoyim l'Hashem alaykecha." I am now telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ki bosi la'aretz es Hashem seinu l'asas lanu." I've arrived to the place that you gave to us, and then the Kohen takes the ten, and then you start the whole story. You're saying, "Ribbono Shalom, I'm the one that's renting from you, and I've come to pay rent. Rent, you get first. I get what's left over." The peula of being mevatel. Eretz Yisrael is the mile of Eretz Yisrael is kili kol aretz, that a person comes to a place where it's kol kulo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is where we're coming from. So in the avodah bikurim is the central, in a certain sense, it's the central avodah beis hamikdash. Whereas all the other pe'ulos, in terms of the karbanis and so on, they're maisim. I did an avera, I need a maisa kapara. I was saved from something, and a maisa hoidah. On every pe'ula in life, I have a corresponding way of relating it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to say that the atzmius of whatever I am, whatever I have, is kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's in the Beis HaMikdash. So hishtachava exists only here. When you go in lifnei Hashem, that's when it's shaykh hishtachava, when you go into the Kodesh. And here where it says, v'inachti lifnei Hashem alakecha v'ishtachavisa lifnei Hashem alakecha. When a person is in a dagger lifnei Hashem alakecha, a person understands it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the pool of Bikur. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu saw that we come bottle. Certainly, all other karbanis are bad things at the bottle, and there's a din of the shalma parents for saying no, and you learn about it and say it and so on and so forth. There's some sort of ki'ilu, there's some sort of inyan like it. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the point that he was concerned with was that the nekuda ha'ikris of a person's mitzias should be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'meila, this is hishtachava, and how are we going to replace hishtachava if it's not lifnei Hashem? Hishtachava is only shayach lifnei Hashem. And if there's no lifnei Hashem, there's no hishtachava. So Moshe Rabbeinu said that, there's nichra v'nishtachava. You're right, that hishtachava is not always shayach, but nichra, kriya is shayach. And that's why he was mitakin tfilis, which would replace hishtachava with a p'china of kriya. And let's just explain a little bit about the nekuda of tefillah and how it's mashed in this inyan. We make a mistake in how we understand tefillah. We understand tefillah as a bakasha for siyata d'shmaya. We're doing X, Y, and Z. We know that we can't do it ourselves. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to help us. And therefore, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us in all our endeavors. And that's the Pashto Tzur of Tefillah. That's what you understand Tefillah. But then it would be very strange that we have a set Nusach, and the Nusach is always more klolistic, doesn't apply to specific things, and so on. The real Nekuda of Tefillah is, we do it three times a day, to tell us that it's not the pshat that we're doing something and we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata. HaKadosh, we have to go back and recharge it. Just like if you give a child a car to use, every time the money is depleted, he comes back and asks you for it because it's not his and he has no way of replenishing it, so he's coming back to you. Tefillah is three times a day at turning points in the day to tell us that it's like if we don't charge it, the battery is only good when it's because something is charging it. The battery doesn't have any real electricity of its own. It stores a charge of something else. The purpose of tefillah is not after our ma'aseh. We're doing something and we want some siyata d'shmaya. The purpose of tefillah is that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we acknowledge that the Sheirish is not Kadosh Baruch Hu, we need to draw on Das again. Ata chaynin l'adam Das, sum lamed l'nish b'ina, chaynin mitcha dea b'ina v'askel, is not a tefillah, Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm in the middle of going through a sugya, and I got stuck, could you help me? Or Rebbeinu Shalom, I'm trying to plan out how to do X, Y, and Z, and I need some help on that. That's not real tefillah. Real tefillah is, my seichel is not for granted mine. It's starting somewhere, and it starts with you. I need seichel now. I need it from the beginning. Refa'enu is not only if you're sick and the doctors doesn't work, so you need some help. You're saying, every person's well-being is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving well-being. It's the acknowledgement that the Sheirish of Bria lies by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we always go back to the Sheirish again, when we start with the beginning, and the same thing over and over again. The purpose is not to fit into our life, it's the purpose to put our life back into that Metzias. So even though we're not Lifnei Hashem, and there is no real Ishtachava, we don't have a Darga where we can understand with Seichel, where we're mevat our das also. There's no Koil Hashem, there's no Dvar Hashem. It's not really that way. But the Shibud for us can be Chal. And I want to focus on a specific Nekud of it. Whenever a person does a Maisa, he's supposed to ask himself, is it right to do it? Is it wrong to do it? Is it obligatory to do it? I mean, every time a person does something, he's supposed to ask himself, I'm taking time off. Am I allowed to? Should I do it? Do I have to do it? May I do it? Everything is you're done with het and iser. That's not the chiddush of tefillah. What tefillah is supposed to do to a person is he's supposed to tame the koach hachiyus itself. In other words, every person who functions functions because he has ambitions. That makes a person a person. That drives him, the willpower to do. So if a person, so Torah is mechayev you, that every time I want to do something, I need to be done, muta osa chayev pot and so on. Tefillah tells you, I have to be meshabed, my etzem ritzonos and kochos. Ambition is not to realize myself, it is to realize the tafkid HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me. And that's a very, very tough call. Because a person who is docile, ambitionless, the etzem, doesn't grow. If a person is not pushing himself terribly, he's not going anywhere. If he ain't moving, ain't going. But if a person is full of energy and drive, then, and he's told you can't go, you can't do, you shouldn't, then he's frustrated. But the drive and the energy is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. It's just like if I have my own money and I want to invest in all sorts of places and I'm very dynamic about it, it's one thing. If I'm taking somebody else's money and I really think this is a great investment, but the person says I don't want it. So where is the room for my personal drive and eagerness? There's no room for it because I'm only acting for a baila. Tefillah is meant to be mishabit, the sheirish, the tchila, the racious. The ratios of a person's pu'ulos are the ritzas raglayim. In other words, the ratios in the Beis HaMikdash, I was able to take the entire ratios, the very first fruit of the land that I sit on, I bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a izbatlus mikoyach. So what do I have? The place I'm standing on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So that's a full hakarah b'shtachava, that it's lifnei Hashem, that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. When I do tefillah, what I do is I'm bringing the ratios of kreches hanefesh. Everything I do, say, perform, everything boils down to my koyach of ratzon, to my koyach of ambition, to my koyach of drive, and I have to bring that into line with what HaKadosh, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the design of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a pchinas kriya of it. I had a pshat, and I think it's Emes, about the Kelev. It says the Kelev is the Chaya that says, Boy Nishtach V'Rechol Teshel Kain. And we asked, what a Peladik and Maimer is. What's the pshat? It's an extraordinary Inyan. Balachayim are divided into two categories, Behemis and Chayas. Behemis are domesticated animals. And the tev of behemah is that as animals go, they are not driven at all. They're slow, they're plodding, they have no rutzen to move anywhere, to do anything. There is a definite lack of any koach of that we would call like nefesh. Chamoyer and shoyer and asen, and even an aiz a little bit more, but that's it. The world of behemoths, they are domesticated because they're very docile, and as long as they have the hay and the water, they're sitting in one place, they ain't going anywhere. That's the world of behemoths. Chaya, the lush of chaya means it is alive. It's full of life. It is something which is moving, driven. Chayas don't take very well to being put in a pen. Behemoths thrive in pens, and chayas do not thrive in pens. They don't do well when they're fenced in. A chaya resists any attempt at putting any morris on it. You can capture it, you can kill it, but you can't domesticate it. Almost by definition, the only exception is a kelev. A kelev has tchunas of a chaya, but it can become mishubet to ben adam. The metzias of something that has life and activity, and yet it can be harnessed in a certain sense to adam, is a kelev. That's the koyach of hachra of nivricha, and nivricha. They are a koach of being able to take kochos achayim and be mishabedit to something else. You don't see it not in the behemah, because behemah has no koros achayim, and you don't see it in any other chaya, because they have koros achayim, but they don't have any mitzvahs of shivut. So the kelev is unique in having in having a lot of life force himself, and yet being able to shtal zich tzu to an Adam and so on. So this parish is a parish that's very apropos for Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah Kinyanim. Every tkufa, every time, has its mitzias of it has its mitzias of its chelik of Avodas Hashem, and Rosh Hashanah obviously is the chelik of Rosh, the chelik of beginning, the chelik of Sheresh, the chelik of Breishis. That definitely is shaychus to Rosh Hashanah. Chazal say that Parshas Kisavo is a parsha that deliberately was put next to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says also, the Mishnah says also, Tich L'Shanah Kol Aseh. But Akapanim, definitely the parsha has an inyan for it. The full awareness that we are supposed to, that everything we have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and Adam Be'etzem has nothing of itself, is a type of awareness that we can never really attain, because it is all that's only Lifnei Hashem. When a person stands in a makom that's called Lifnei Hashem, that's where he deheres his non-existence, and that Hakol Miyotcha Nitonu, everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person comes with the first of what he has, and he comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I am a sharecropper. This you take, and I get the leftovers. That's Shaykh, that Hishtachavo is Shaykh, Beis HaMikdash, and it's one of the Nyanim that we mourn when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, and it's Be'etzim unattainable for us. In Kippur, we have the minute to have some semblance of Hishtachavo, but other than that, that's unattainable. Kriya, Moshe Rabbeinu said, even if we're going to lose Yishtachava, Kriya we can retain. He was metakin tefillah. The inyan of tefillah is, it's the awareness that whatever a person has, he's taken it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do with it. A person's koach achius are everything that make him a person. It's his goals, his ambitions, his drives, we're talking on a sheirishtika level. Tefillah is supposed to do it for us, but barring that, Rosh Hashanah is the klal kule of all these inyanim. Rosh Hashanah is the rachis. We bring our rachis in Rosh Hashanah, because we can't bring the rachis of the tevuah, so the rachis that we bring is our mitzvahs of rachis. When a person is working on himself, certainly the more readily mendable and attainable is maisa. These are the things I do wrong. These are the things that I need to take care of. These are things I don't do, and I'm supposed to work on them. And definitely that's very much part of Chesed Nefesh. But on a much deeper level, a person is supposed to keep working on harnessing his etzem mitzias. In other words, I want to accomplish, I want to attain, I want to succeed, I want to be best. Those are the kochos ha-nefesh that are the koch achius of Adam. That's the life force of a person. To understand the kriya, that means that be'etzem, it's not mine, but this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neshama pushing me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nefesh they put into me to go, to move. That's something that is the sheirish tikka hakara of a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person attains that, the more a person attains that, it changes everything. You see sometimes people will do bad things because they're driven and they lost somewhere along the line. It's like when you have two roads. Sometimes you have two roads and it's one road, and there's somewhere along the line there's some sort of line that kind of, there was a highway where highway one and two were the same road. And at some point along the line, they split off the two, and one is highway one, one's highway two. And if you take the wrong one, you're gone. Kochas Nefesh is also like that. A person who doesn't have drive, who doesn't have ambition, who doesn't have a rutzen, is not going far and he's not doing very much and there's nobody really home, nobody to work with. But a person who does have it, the distinction between do I want to do because I want to do it and I'm excited and I need to realize myself and it's me that I want to bring to the forefront, or is it because I'm doing a Kaddish Baruch Hu's? That the road a lot of times is identical until it splits apart and there's a bureau between the two. And then it becomes very difficult because the person is so used to it that he lost track of which is which. A person works with Talmidim. When is the discipline HaKadosh Baruch Hu's to set him right? And when is it the expression of my anger and humiliation? Very fine line. Many times the road is the same road and then sometimes it just splits off. And if you're going with the wrong road, it's this bar that you, the whole route you were traveling was route one and not route two. The working karas nefesh requires a constant hisbainus of understanding. The nichra tefillah is a person three times to say, okay, Rabbi Shalom, I finished morning, we're starting the afternoon. Give me the tools I need to do what I'm supposed to do for you in the afternoon and same at night. That's a tremendous hakara. The hakara we need to have in tefillah is, it's not ongoing and we're appealing for extra help. We're starting new each time. Because be'etzem, that's what a person should be doing. He should be coming back to the shayrish and the mokar to ask himself, okay, now what's the right thing to do? What should I be doing? Which direction should I be heading? And so on. The tefillah that was metukin instead of bikurim is the nekuda of tefillah that it's a shayristic activity rather than a protistic activity. Just like in bikurim, a person brought the shayrish ashrashim takarish baruch hu, and once you establish that, then whatever I eat, when I look at things maisadik, what do I look at? I'm eating a meal, I have a plate, and I say, you know, I got to give some to takarish baruch hu. Okay, listen, it's only right, it's only fair, it's other people that need, and so on. If I start with the plate, start with a Kaddish Baruch Hu, then whatever I'm eating Meshulcha Gavoya Ka'achol. We don't have that. We can't have that type of dagger. There's no Ishtachavah for us outside. But the one thing we can do is, both in Tefillah in general, and more specifically Rosh Hashanah, which has the Nekud of Reishis in it, is that a person understands, don't take any of yourself for granted. Everything that you are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given. There is nothing that is innately you. And the very Kochos Chaim, the very life force, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nefesh throbbing in you. When a person is makir that, then everything else falls into place. Because the shaila doesn't start, you know, I know I shouldn't do it, but it's going to be so successful and so wonderful, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees how good I did, wow, he's going to say that was the right move. That's what we think. Somewhere along the line, when we do things that are cutting corners, it's just like if you play with someone else's money. And you invest it not where he told you to invest it, but you know you're going to make a killing. So when you bring back the person 10 times earning, he's 10 times what he expected to earn, you know that he's going to say, you were right. Somewhere along the line, we think like that about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara, there's an extraordinary Gemara by Ribbis. It says that one of the bad things about Ribbis is, he makes Moshe Rabbeinu into, it's a fool. Because the person says, if Moshe Rabbeinu only understood finances, he wouldn't have a problem with this. The Gemara says, the Avoda on the Shoresh Kufa is on Shroshim. That a person should take Kochos HaNefesh and everything he has, he has to start with the Sheirish of his self. Bring that up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The opening statement is, I am living on your turf, and because if I think back, I never had anything of mine, and everything I had was given to me from you. And then the person does the Vishtachavisa Lefnei Hashem Lekecha, you put it down for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything that you possess, And that's what a person can mishtachaveh. We can't be mishtachaveh b'zman hazeh, but boyu nishtachaveh nechro nivruchov mi'Hashem alkeinu. Beginning, yeah. Sorry?
First
Medrash? Yeah, the very first Medrash.